All right, that was some Lakefield and some Immediate Res for you. And now I'm going to rerun an audition of Thunderbird Radio Hell live in studio with Clockmakers. It's kind of running in the background. It's kind of dead air right now. It's a recording off the board. So I thought I cut it so it started on time, but really didn't. I'm hoping music starts right about now. Well, it's more intro stuff. I think I just hear it says 30 seconds. Clockmakers, they won first night of Shindig 2011. And because of that, they were invited to play on the show. And they played, I can't remember exactly what day they played. I think it's sometime in October. Really nice guys. They play for half an hour. And as I was mentioning, normally shows like this would get broadcasted, but it didn't this time because something ran wrong with the computer. But we always, well, not always, a lot of the time we have a digital copy of the sound from the board. And this is what I'm playing for you right now. Hence all the extra
double rainbow. Oh, wait. Clockmakers. We're playing songs from our new EP. We're in the Shindig competition. We love it. And this song is called These Gray Buildings. It's about Vancouver.
Clockmakers live on CITR.
here. Hello, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Pretty damn awesome.
Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming to the show. Can you, I guess, the those of you with mics, can you introduce yourself for the listeners up there in Radioland?
Yeah, so we're Clockmakers. We're relatively new. We've been around for about a year under this new name.
Yep.
And we used to be called Spotlight Carnival.
Oh, right. Okay. So, yeah. And how long were you playing as that band?
As Spotlight? I guess about 3 years.
About 3 years. Is it pretty similar to...
Well, the main thing that I think people said they miss about the old band is we were a little more atmospheric, kind of post-rocky kind
right.
of stuff. So, but other than that...
And we had girls. We had girls in the band.
Oh.
We had a girl in our band.
Yeah,
a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. What did they do? Like, what were they playing or singing? Or
I guess it was mostly singing, but a little bit of keys and guitar as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was nice, but we were so loud. We're too loud for girls.
Yeah.
Can never hear themselves
yeah.
on stage.
Is that what happened? Is that why there's a change, or did you just decide to change direction? You know,
somebody got hit in the head. A little bit of both. I
yeah.
mean, I kind of think we went for a little more of a poppy direction, like trying to be a little more... snappy, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And why the name Clockmakers?
Nick, why the
yeah.
name Clockmakers?
Because you're the clockmaker.
he made it up one night.
Cole's a tinkerer. He writes songs like an old Swiss guy. You know?
Right.
Yeah, it's like an old man in a workshop in Switzerland, apparently.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
Cool.
That's the story.
So you just keep. Does that mean you do it methodically, or do you mean you just keep doing it over? Like you just keep.
No. I just think I've been writing the same kind of songs for years, but this band's been like the first time I'm really happy with the pop side of everything. So, yeah.
Right. And how did you like? And how did you guys meet? Like, how did that?
Nick and I went to high school together, and John. Was it a Craigslist? Yeah.
People don't know who we are. Cole's talking. He's a guitar player and a hero,
yeah.
a magic man. I'm Nicholas, singer.
And yeah, here's John.
I'm John, I'm the American.
Yeah, he's from Ohio, it's amazing.
Oh, how...
here's John.
Ohio?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
I came here to live because Canada's awesome.
Yeah, pardon? Sorry.
I came here to live because Canada's awesome.
Oh, yeah? What brought you, like, for work, school, or just a bit?
I married a Canadian, so...
Ah, that's how
so
it
I
works.
I came out here with her.
Yeah, awesome. So you like it and you're here to stay?
Obviously. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. How... How, and have you always played music in Ohio? How
I've been playing music since I was 18, which is 11 years ago. And I used to play in bands out in Ohio.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you came here, did you, what would you like, quick, you just want to find a band really quickly? Or is it one of those things that just came?
No, I started right away. I started looking. I auditioned for dozens of bands, not finding the right fit.
Actually,
until this happened.
The joke is that... John has played or auditioned with almost every band I've ever been in, all the people. When he moved to the city, he's like, oh, I've played with that
yeah.
person. It was amazing. Like, he really covered some ground.
Yep. Oh, very nice.
John's the most faithful musician we've ever played with.
And you have a fourth one that is
yeah.
that is a machine right now.
The second Nick, yeah.
We weren't sure if it was a secret, but obviously we have to say, oh, we don't have a drummer right now in the room.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That's
sounds
all right.
like one.
Nick is yeah his name's Nick as well, the drummer.
Yeah.
But he's out of town, so.
But yeah, but sometimes you make do, so it's replaced by by a machine.
Yeah,
yeah,
a recorded
lovely
version
Macintosh.
Of Nick.
It
yeah.
is Nick playing the drums, but it's a recording of Nick playing
yeah.
the drums.
That's
pretty awesome in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a power technology.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
how it works.
We're really hooked
works
up
yeah.
in this room right
yeah.
now. It's chords everywhere.
Yeah. So how did you guys like playing Shindig? Was it stressful at all, or no? Was it pretty?
I get stressed out when I can't have a nice sound check.
Oh.
And yeah, so gigs like that are a little bit stressful for me because you just kind of get up there and quickly check things and then just hope for the best and it can be a disaster. But you know, it wasn't a disaster. It was good.
We're starting to like the railway a lot, I think, because we're
right.
playing it so often now. It's like
yeah.
we're feeling the stage now.
You're feeling the stage.
Yes.
Yeah.
The ones that we never would normally play with because, you know, different genres, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much, that's pretty much how it works. And, yeah, the first night was pretty diverse, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think John was looking at the site for our next show, and
yeah.
I think it's just as diverse.
Oh, yeah, it's going
to
be
I'm
a crazy
I'm looking forward
one.
To playing with Wizards. Wizards.
It's going to be a crazy
Wizards is sweet, right?
Yeah. It's going to be a crazy one. I'm not even going to, yeah.
We went through all the mind spaces from there. I'm like, oh, they sound cool.
They dress up like wizards.
Oh, okay, like Merlin.
Like in Sorcerers.
Yeah.
Wow.
They got beards and they sort of dance around and yeah.
Do they cast spells?
There's a dragon in the crowd sometimes.
Amazing.
So
awesome.
So yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Is
so
there a guitar in this guy?
There's a lot of keys and there's everything. Yeah, it's kind of like a medieval dance party, I think.
I think we're giving some good press to Wizards Jam.
Amazing. I know. It's like, yeah. And no, it's going to be a fun night. Maybe we'll talk a bit more about that and your coming shows after you play a few more songs.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
Clockmakers.
We're gonna
give a quick tune.
Yeah, we'll quick tune. We're actually playing the EP in order.
Yeah, Clockmakers on CITR. Thank you.
tune.
This is the dizzying end. A whirlwind affair brought to a close. The smoke and more mirrors. The portrait of ourselves is ghost. Steal our heart with song.
Clockmakers live on CITR. So you guys have some shows coming up other than the a show. Well, and then there's the Shindig show, but there's one according to your MySpace, November the 3rd.
Yep, at the good old Media Club. Yeah.
Do you know what's happening there? Who are you playing with?
We're playing with a band that we did a show with before called the Autumn Portrait.
Okay.
We did a show at the Cobalt with them. They're kind of cool. They do a slightly similar thing, kind of atmospheric indie stuff.
And your show at the Cobalt, was it the cleaned up the new version of the Cobalt?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I like the sound system a lot too.
How do you like it? Is it?
What did you guys?
Have you been to the old? Have you
sound? He was awesome.
Have you been to the old before it was?
I went once. I don't know if you guys ever went, but it's like definitely a different place.
Yeah, for sure.
But no, the sound guy's name is Sergio.
Sergio, he did a great
really
job,
liked
yeah.
the sound there.
Props,
yeah.
Sergio.
Yeah. We love you, Sergio.
Awesome. And have you played at the Media Club before?
Yeah, we've done a whole bunch of shows there. We actually just put together a fundraiser for a friend of mine who had his gear stolen. And that was at the Media Club, and it went really well.
It went really well. Yeah, what happened?
Nick's running to get a glass of water. He's the singer. Funny thing, long story short, I had my gear stolen a month earlier, two of my guitars.
Yeah.
They were recovered by the police, but then a week later, Marty's stuff was stolen as well. So we were like, put a fundraiser together, and he made, I think he's up around $1,000 now that he's made.
Oh, thanks.
Donated a portion to
some charities for the homeless of East Vancouver as well.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's really important.
You're right. That's a really important note.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So where did you get your guitar stolen for you?
Myself?
Yeah.
We were at the Media Club doing a show. I was filling in for a Weezer cover band.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. Someone saw them thrown in a bush outside, and the police phoned the club and said, "We recovered your guitar." So very lucky.
Oh. So they just stole it, I guess, from the stage or something, on the back room.
Yeah,
and then you found it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's lucky.
Right.
And what about your friend?
Marty, I think his stuff was stolen out of the back of his truck in Gastown. Kind of sad, but you know.
Yeah.
What can you do? He's going to buy some new stuff. So.
He's going to buy some new stuff.
500 bones.
500 bones. And the show after that, as we were mentioning, is Shindig, November the 18th. Wait, 16th. I should know this.
Yep.
Tuesday night at the Railway Club. And the Media Club show is November the 3rd. That's, you know what day of the week?
It's actually just a Wednesday.
It's just a Wednesday?
It's a random middle of the week.
Yeah.
We
that's all right.
We wanted a gig, and then I realized we have the Shindig gig, so they're close together, but
it's not that
please
bad.
Come.
Yeah, it's not that bad. And you guys have like some songs on your MySpace, which is Clockmakers Band, myspace.com/clockmakersband.
Yeah.
Where are those recorded, or how does that, how they put you?
You know, we did a lot of it ourselves.
Yeah.
Like Nick and I, we engineered quite a bit of it just in his bike locker.
Yeah, in the bike locker.
In his apartment building.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All night.
In the Beaumont, right? Oh yes, in the Beaumont Theater
Beaumont,
in East Van. Yeah.
Yeah. Like actually, like the bike locker in an apartment, or?
Yeah. I live right downtown. Like, it's called Electric Avenue. Hornby and Smythe. And we just found this great room where there's a few bikes. It's not even full. It's cement. It's got crazy reverb.
Yeah.
We put Cole's amp in there, and it's like three floors underground.
Yeah.
So
we could make
so much
shitloads of noise.
Like, we were as louder than
that's
the show.
Awesome.
The security guard would kind of poke his head in the window and give us the nod of approval and then just carry on. We're like,
I recommend this to anyone doing their own record.
That just actually is
find
awesome.
Somewhere you can just, you know, stay up all night and... do it.
So do you have a spotter so no one comes in to get the bike while you're recording something, or I guess no one walks in?
It was late at night.
We were starting at like midnight sometimes and going to like 4 or 5 in the morning and then sleeping like whatever. I mean, whatever.
Mofos?
Mofos.
Yeah.
Cups of tea, many cups of tea. I did all the vocals actually in that room.
We should mention though that we did do the drums at Fader Master in East Van, and they were mixed there as well. And mastered by Fader Master.
Nice.
By Paul Beckler and Brock McFarlane. Good guy.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, recording in a bike room is good.
You save
novel.
So much money.
It's novel. Yeah,
that's awesome.
I really like biking.
Yeah.
Excuse my babies.
Huh. Nick has 3 to 4 bikes. That's what you should know about Nick.
Italian stallion.
So we're getting close to 11 o'clock. What do you guys think?
We're going to do one
what
cover
do
song.
We
pulled out
okay.
a cover. We
one
practiced
song.
It. We're
okay.
Do it.
Awesome.
Okay.
That's one of my
just give another tune.
Can you put reverb in the monitors for effect? It's my morning jacket song, and, you know, they're in a grain silo. Oh, yeah, there is no reverb. Oh, yeah, there is. Nice. He said there's no reverb. Usually has drums, but we're gonna do it because it's a nice song.
We're just gonna wing this. It's usually an acoustic song, but let's see what happens.
become real. Feeling in my soul I've never felt before.
Clockmakers live on CITR. Thank you guys for coming out. It sounded great.
Thank you guys too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. Is it pouring outside? Probably was.
It was.
Yeah.
We went into jam. We came out and it was really coming.
Like this morning was fantastic, and then this happened. It's gonna rain all weekend too here, but whatever. This is Vancouver.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay, yeah.
We'll see you on Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesday, November the 16th at the Rover Club.
Everyone listening, come on out.
Yeah, good luck at that show. I'd like to thank the two Evans
tonight. Thank you, Evan
for
and Evan.
All this sound support and everything. So coming up next, I think I'm just going to do a rerun of Duncan Stonett, as we are looking for a fill-in host for the next hour. So reminder, Clockmakers, myspace.com. Clockmakers band is the URL. You can listen to the show again on CIT.ca under the podcast directory. Thank you. See you guys later.